Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
95037.
95037. Thank you. And what's your name, sir?
My name is William Bivens.
William Bivens. William Bivens. That's yeah. B-I-B-B-I-N-S.
Yes.
Have you been Bill, Mr. Bivens?
Yeah, and I didn't agree to this. I thought I was paying $5 for shipping, not $59 for something. I have no idea what it is.
Yes, sir. Maybe for that meal plan app, I want to make sure that it's with us because I ran your zip code and your name. It didn't get you pulled up. I'll try your phone number now.
Listen. Try 95111.
All right, thank you with that zip. Your name is the only name that it should be in because it's not coming up, sir. You should.
Try Billy Bivens.
Very well. Give me 1 second.
Again, I thought I was signing up for something completely different.
Billy Bivens.
Yes.
Very well. All right. No, sir. Do you have the email or the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
I have all that stuff, but I'm sure that you probably won't have a record of any of it, you know, because that just makes sense.
Were you billed?
Bottom line is I have a credit card number. Yeah, I was billed, and I want a refund. I did not sign
up. I'm trying to get you pulled up, sir. Do you know anyone else?
How did you spell my last name? B-I-V-E-N-S?
No, B-I-B-B-I-N-S. Is that incorrect?
Yes, it's B-I-V-E-N-S.
B-I-B-E-N-S. Hopefully that was the problem. So that's Billy, B-I-B-E-N-S.
Yes.
All right. I ran it, sir. It didn't recognize it at all.
So I'm going to spell it out one more time, right?
Come on, the merchant name.
Bob. Boy is in Bob. I is in Idaho. V is in Victor. E is in Edward. N for Nancy, and S for Sam. First name, either William or Billy.
All right. William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir, it's not going through. It's not even recognized.
Well, again, I feel like I was getting scammed, and I'm probably getting scammed again.
I won't say that because we won't scam you.
Well, I don't know why I got charged $60 for something that's supposed to be $5.
Yes, sir. It came along with it. You still here with me, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I know this is the only thing I could tell my customers is to contact your bank and see if they can give you some assistance who could be billing you because it's not us. We do assist over 400 different companies and customers. So I do get a couple calls throughout the day where they have the wrong number.
Hold on a second. So I spent 15 minutes on hold waiting for you. This is the number that it said to call on the confirmation thing at the end, because I always screenshot shit that I don't trust. And you're saying you're not related to the company or whatever? What was, who do you work for?
Factory Direct.
Factory Direct, yeah, that's not what I was.
Yes, so it's on online email, company.
It said that I was paying $5 for shipping for a vacuum cleaner from Home Depot.
Uh-huh, that is correct.
Well, then now what's $59 for?
All right, it was stated in the term, the conditions, that the account would be billed for other offers.
No, it did not say that anywhere.
I wouldn't be able to assist you anyway. I can't get your account pulled up, so I don't even know if this is with us. It may not be with us at all.
Well, it's the number that was listed.
I know, because we assist over 400 different companies and customers. So we get a call from time to time where they had the incorrect number. I just got two calls for a bank, and we're not the bank.
All right, so let's try this one more time. The name and number that I used, I gave you my work address. The name was Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Bivens, B-I-V-E-N-S, and the area code was 95111.
That is correct. All that
you don't have a record of me?
No, sir, I don't. I don't. I typed all that information in. Excuse me. All that information that you just read off is not showing up in my system. It's not showing up.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to clear that up. I'm not reading that off with you. I'm just verifying it with you. You get what I'm saying? Yes, sir. I wish there was more I could do for you, sir, but I can't get your account pulled up because it's not with us. I can promise you, sir. Normally, all it takes is that zip code.
Have a day.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you for calling customers.